Our worship scripture, 1 Samuel 16:13. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
Again, I thank you, Lord. Bless the word, God, that it would bless and be a word to the people today. And we thank you and praise you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I give honor to the board, the elders, the trustees, and the congregation. I just thank God for being here today. Again, I just thank him because he's so good. I thank him for his love and his kindness to me. And I thank him for this word today. I hope that it'll be a blessing to you. As I was going over it, he started to just give me some ideas and some thoughts on a time. And what I'm talking about today is a time for an upgrade. And so when we get our phones, you know, when you have your phone, periodically, every couple of years, you'll start to get messages that say it's time to upgrade, time for a new phone, time, you know, and you just continue to get those until you get a new phone. And then when you get your new phone, you have to learn all over again, learn all the new buttons and bells and whistles and all of that that comes with it. Well, as I was sitting, the Spirit started to show me it's time for an upgrade for us. And he started to remind me of all of the times that I've received upgrades for things, different things that I've received. And one that came to mind for me was, it's been many years now, but we were traveling to Europe. As a matter of fact, my sister and her husband were stationed there in the early 2000s. And so we were flying there. We went in December. So it was snow every single day. It seemed like it snowed every day this year. And we couldn't get on our plane. So they actually boarded us on the plane, and then they deboarded us off the plane. They said, it's too much snow. And so they rescheduled us for the next day. And when we got on the plane, we were excited. We're like, we have seats 8, and, you know, and we were very novice when it comes to traveling. So we had no idea that would have been they upgraded us to a whole nother class that we usually fly coach because we're just two girls from the South End. And so we usually fly coach, and we'd never actually been in business class before. And it was just so cool. And I noticed God was kind of showing me as I was rethinking over this. I mean, it was so many things we just weren't used to. And we're like, oh, wow, is this what it's like to fly like this? What a cool thing. But God started to show me that, you know, usually when you're getting an upgrade, sometimes it's unexpected. Many times it's an unexpected thing. And that makes it even better because we were like two kids, you know, like, wow, this is awesome. And so, but when you get that upgrade, sometimes it's unexpected. And that's what I want to talk about today. I feel like God is upgrading us. He's taking us upgrading or transitioning, taking us to a new level, to a new thing. We're going to be doing new things. And so as I was thinking about, well, what are some things that we can all relate to? And he brought back me coming here. When I think about it, truly was so unexpected. I was sitting at a meeting with Linda and we were just talking. And from that, he upgraded my whole life. He changed everything. And that's what God does. And it was for the good. We had some learning curves to go through, but it was a good thing. And he just, you know, it's just amazing to me how he does that, how he upgrades. And that's what he's calling us to today, to upgrade. So I want to talk a little bit. As I was going and just kind of thinking over upgrading, I thought of David and how unexpectedly he became king. And so that's what we're going to read today. Let's go to that scripture. 1 Samuel. Samuel 16:1-13. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? And I want to stop right there because sometimes when God wants to upgrade us, when he wants to change, we're mourning what we have. We're mourning what we're going, you know, our current situation. We're afraid to let it go. We're afraid to give up on it. And that's kind of where Samuel was. Samuel was the priest. Saul was the king, but he disobeyed God, and God had a new king in mind. And Samuel was still mourning and crying over Saul. But God said, I have a new thing. I have an upgrade. I have a new king for you. And so he said, how long will you mourn him? I have something better for you. And so when he has an upgrade for us, we have to be willing to let go of the past and let go of the old thing so that he can upgrade us to the new, what he has for us. It says, fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. But Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. The Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate. And now this part I want to stop at as well. As you're making this journey to your update or to your new transition or new thing, you have to really hear what God says. He told Samuel, listen to me and I will tell you which one to anoint. And that again takes me back to my meeting with Linda. We were sitting at a table, and I think I've shared this story, but I think it's important to hear. We were sitting at a meeting together, sitting at a table, and we were talking about other things, all kinds of other things. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I'm on the search committee. We need a new pastor. And I said, oh, okay. And I didn't think about it. But then I heard in my spirit, ask her more questions. Ask her more questions about this. And so I went and I asked her a few questions, and I thought, okay, then that doesn't apply to me. You know, because when God has something for you, you got to stick with it. I said, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. We're not the same denomination. So I won't worry about it. But the Holy Spirit kept on nagging at me. Ask her more questions. So when you hear him, and that's the key, when it's time for an upgrade, you got to really be sensitive to God and what he's saying to you. And so I asked her more questions. I'm like, well, what about this? And what, you know, and we just kept talking. I asked her enough questions that when she went home and when I went home, I knew there's something more to this. I don't know what it is, but I know there's something more. But when she went home, I think I asked her enough questions that she called me. And that was my prayer. I said, God, if there's something else in this, let Linda call me. And within 10 minutes of my prayer, Linda called me. And so I know we have to just be, and that's the point I'm making here, is that we have to be very sensitive to what he's saying. As he's making, you're making a change. You may be seeking him. You know, maybe I'm ready to retire, but I'm not sure if I can do it. I don't know. Or maybe I need to downsize, or maybe I want to upsize, but I'm not sure. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will guide you, but you have to be very sensitive to it. Maybe I want to change jobs, or I don't know about my kids. He will guide you. And that's a part of that upgrade. Just being very sensitive and hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying, being sensitive to what he said. Verse 4, Samuel did what the Lord said. See, that was key. I kept on asking her. I'm not Samuel, but that's what he was showing me. He was like, you just kept being persistent, even though I felt like, I don't know, why am I doing this? But God had a plan. He had a plan for me. And this was a part of that upgrade. And it was that I continued to keep seeking after him and seeking to hear him so that I could go. Like the song, where he leads me, I could follow in that path. So verse 4, Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, do you come in peace? Samuel replied, yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And that's so important. He just knew that. Well, this guy, he's good looking, he's tall. He must be the new king. He must be the one. But God says, no, he looks at our heart. And so it's so important that we're keeping our heart clean before the Lord, that we're, God created me a clean heart. God, help me to do your will. We're seeking after him. as we're making these transitions, to make sure that we're in the place that he would have us to be. So he looks at our heart. I just want to let you know, it may look like, oh, that's not the job for me. I can't do it. There's no way I can be an elder, or there's no way I can be, you know, on the board, or whatever it may be. Whatever it is you're seeking, or you feel God is calling you to, you may feel like you don't look like it, but God doesn't judge our appearance. He judges our heart. So if you have a heart and you love him, and that's what you're seeking to do is please him, know that he's gonna upgrade you. Just be open to hear as he's guiding you. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. So still, he's like, then here's Samuel, I'm sure, thinking, I know God sent me here to do this. And Jesse has 7 sons, and none of them are the one that God has asked me to anoint. Jesse then had Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen these. He asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? That there is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep. David was out just taking care of his business. He was out doing his job, which was to tend the sheep. And he was praising the Lord the whole time. So God, he sees you even when it seems like he doesn't. You seem like he may have missed you. He's got an upgrade for you. He sees you like he saw David tending the sheep, playing his harp, singing love songs to God. God didn't forget about him. Samuel said, send for him. He will not sit down until he arrives. He said, we will not sit down. See how God does? When he's got an upgrade for you, he makes everything stop. He makes everyone stop until you get what he has. And what he has for you is truly for you. No one else can take the blessing that God has for you. No one else can take the job, the home, you know, the family, whatever it may be. No one else can take that. If God has it for you, it's for you. That upgrade is for you. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. It was time for his upgrade. And that's the point I want to make about the upgrade. Sometimes you can just be doing something else, and just like that, your whole life is different. God has implemented an upgrade. David was out in the field tending to the sheep, and just in that moment, Jesse anoints him to be the next king. And that's a true upgrade from a shepherd to a king. Amen. But when God is on your side, and when God has an upgrade for you, when he has a transition for you, man, you can't beat it. And no one can take it from you. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went on to Ramah. He was done with his job, but he anointed David. And in that moment, boom, upgrade. And that's how God does for us. In that moment, you can be doing one thing, and then in that moment, God changes your whole life. Everything. Truly, I was not on the path. This was not my thought. I didn't have any plans to come here. But truly, one conversation and my whole life changed. The whole trajectory of my life changed. And so when God has something for you, I trust you. When he has something for you, upgrade. And it comes like that. He doesn't have to play around. He doesn't have to stretch it out. When God has something for you, upgrade. Amen. All right. So, and other point I want to make out is, while David was waiting, while you're waiting for God, or you're waiting for that upgrade, be in his presence. Get to know him. Get to, you know, to pray and fast and seek after him, knowing that while you're in his presence, he's working everything together for your good. He's working your life together. He's got a plan for you. And all he's asking is that we glorify him, that we praise him, that we're up every morning seeking his face, that you're reading your word and you're blessing others. You're going about his business, is what my mom used to say. You're going about his business, doing what he needs. And if you do what his business, he'll take care of your business, is what she always told me. And I have found that to be so true. So upgrade. Amen. You do his business, upgrade. It'll be yours. Amen. So I encourage you today to think about that. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Be in his presence. Seek him. Call on him while he is near. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Seeking him. So that means as you're seeking after him, his face, seeking his righteousness, not seeking the things, not the things that you want, not seeking the new house or the new job or to retire or to travel or whatever it is that you're seeking. Don't seek that, but seek God, and God will give you that. It says, seek him first and everything that you want, all of the issues. If it's healing, you know, if it's love, whatever it is that you are needing, seek him and everything else will follow. You'll have an upgrade. It made me think, one last example, made me think of Peter and Andrew and James and John. If you're a Bible study, we studied them a lot on our, as we're watching The Chosen. But Andrew and Peter were just fishing. And James and John were cleaning nets. And then Jesus walked by. Upgrade. They're disciples now. It was just that quick. And that's how he does. You know, your whole life can change. And just in a moment. You have an upgrade from whatever your life was doing. He has a new plan. When you bring him into your life, he has a new plan for you. Just that quick is how it feels. Upgrade. You have an upgrade. Your life is changing. An upgrade, a transition, a change, a new thing. But with that, when Jesus walks into your life, it's change. You have an upgrade. And my last scripture today. Isaiah 43:19. And it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." God is doing a new thing for us here. He's doing, I know things are different. Things have been very different over this last year, but he's doing a new thing. And so it's just up to us to seek after it, to follow, to be open to hear what he says as he's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing for us here at Broadway Christian, but also in your personal lives. He's doing a new thing, and it's up to you to seek after it. Seek after him. Where he leads me, I will follow. Follow him as he's guiding you into this new thing. He has something special for us. I felt it. I felt it so strongly. He has something special for us. So seek after that new thing by seeking his face, by trusting that he's God and he knows what's best for you, that he has a plan for you, that he loves you, that he's our God. Otherwise, why do we come? You know, it's a sacrifice to come every week. You don't come out of ritual. You come out of the love that you have for God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you, Lord, for the upgrade. We thank you for the transition, God, for a new thing, a new beginning that you're giving us all, God. And we ask that you be in the midst of it, that you would guide us, God, that you would open our ears to hear you, God. Open our eyes to see you, God. Help us to follow as you lead, where you lead us, God. Help us to follow. We thank you, Lord. Help us, God, to trust and obey as you guide and lead us. And we give you all of the praise. And then, Lord, again, we pray, Lord, for those who are in need of a special healing, God, that you would be their healer today, God, that your Holy Spirit would cover them, your healing virtue, God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, God, that you would touch them and heal them and make them new. And we thank you for it, God, whether it's a physical healing, Lord, or a mental healing or a spiritual healing, God, you be the healer, God. And you said you are close, God, to the brokenhearted. So, Lord, those who are going through grief, God, who are going through loss, God, you would be close to them. Draw close. Comfort them. Let them know you are holding them right in the palm of your hand and that they can make it through. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory today. You're such a worthy and wonderful God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.